Today from the Ohio Newsroom, an investment in electric buses for rural Ohio. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Six of the state's rural communities will be getting money from the federal government to put toward greener public transportation, including Seneca-Crawford Area Transportation, which received more than $3 million to replace their aging buses with electric ones. Here to explain how the Northern Ohio rural area will use this funding is Transit Director Mary Habig. Thank you, Mary, for chatting with me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
So tell me, why did you seek out this funding?
Well, our fleet is aging, and you know, I think electric vehicles is the future. And why not try it? It's 100% covered with federal government funds, and the state of Ohio is giving us our local match. So it's a win-win. You know, being a rural community, we don't have a lot of local match. We really struggle with match funding. And when the state's willing to ante up, take advantage of it.
How old are the buses that you have right now?
It's been hard to get new vehicles, but since COVID, there's been a backlog on parts and vehicles. Most of our vehicles are anywhere from 10 to 12 to 15 years old with 200,000 miles. So they've exceeded their life expectancies.
These electric vehicles don't come without a catch. You need charging stations, right? Especially
yes.
When you're in a rural area where you're going to have these longer, more remote routes. Do you have enough infrastructure where you are to support that?
I think that Ohio's getting us there. We will be, you know, part of this grant was to install charging stations and facilities that we will need. And since we're two counties and there's four like bigger cities in these four counties, we're going to make sure we put charging stations in all four of these locations. But what I'm hoping is we do a lot of trips up to Toledo. And with Toledo being part of this grant too, and they will have charging stations, we're hoping to partner with them.
How many people will use these buses? We see like public transport efforts all the time, but how do you really ensure that people take the initiative to change their current modes of transport and use these electric buses?
Well, it is very difficult. And I myself was in a situation where I wasn't permitted to drive for about a year because I had a medical issue and I had to rely on other people. And it's hard to ride on public transit. But once you start riding, it becomes just a way of nature. You know, it is scary to wait for a bus to make sure it's going to come, but it is, once you do it once or twice, you become very comfortable.
How do you see this change impacting your operating costs then?
Well, the first couple of years, I'm sure it will be kind of low, but we have to make sure we can sustain, especially with the cost of the replacement of the batteries. We're not sure what they're going to cost. But with our aging fleet, we're putting a lot of money in preventive maintenance anyways. So the first couple of years, it's going to probably run about the same because we're replacing transmissions. We are replacing alternators. We're replacing a lot of serious repairs right now with these aging vehicles. So I think the cost is going to even out.
Part of the aim of this grant is also to increase public transportation access for people in underserved communities. How do you see this money doing that in Seneca and Crawford counties?
Oh, well, when you live in rural Ohio, you don't have a doctor's office to, you know, a minute away. I mean, some people are on the bus an hour to get to medical care. They just don't have the access to drive. And some people just can't afford vehicles. You know, a perfect example is we had a young father found out he had a child. He parked his car and he's using public transit to go to work to save money to provide for his new child. I think public transit is under advertised perhaps, and it's something that I hope more and more people will start using.
Mary Habig is Executive Director at Seneca Crawford Area Transportation. Thank you again, Mary, for talking with me today.
Thank you, Kendall.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. I'm Kendall Crawford. We'll talk to you tomorrow.